This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
No political cost for doing so.
Well, she pays a little bit of political cost, and let me bring this up with you, Juan. Philippe Reynders, a longtime aide to Hillary Clinton, blasted Gillibrand for what she said. He tweeted this. Let's put it up. Over 20 years, you, Gillibrand, took Clinton's endorsements, money, and seat. Hypocrite. Interesting strategy for 2020 primaries. Best of luck. This issue of sex harassment is not only splitting Republicans, Roy Moore and Mitch McConnell, it's also splitting Democrats.
Right, and the power here is the charge of hypocrisy. And I think that's why Bill Clinton comes to the fore so quickly, because the charge would be, oh, Democrats, have you been as tough on your sexual harassers as you're asking Republicans to be on theirs? And so immediately you've seen pieces in Vox, the New York Times, Gillibrand coming forward as a Democratic congressman who said, oh yeah, Clinton should have been ousted. I think one of the keys for me is Democrats wanting to say that we retain some moral authority in speaking on this issue, as Republicans try to impose what I think at times, as you and Jessica Tarlov were discussing, a false equivalency between, let's say, a Roy Moore and even a Bill Clinton. I just think that, you know, at the moment, the politics
is so tribal. I can understand the difference or the distinction between Moore and Franken. How is there a distinction between
I don't think, even if you want to say Monica Lewinsky was an intern, a young person, and there was a huge power differential between the President of the United States and an intern, no one was suggesting that she was beneath the age of consent. And she said,
much more
I'm just saying in that the one that he was impeached for, because he was impeached.
Well, he was impeached for lying.
Well, he was impeached over this case, lying about this issue. And I think that it's very important for people. Part of the Reynders response was millions of dollars were spent investigating and impeaching this man. And now you have a situation here where there's some people, including Roy Moore, who want to point at Mitch McConnell and claim there's a Republican conspiracy, much less Democrats or the elite media from Washington trying to tell the voters of Alabama what to do.
The Bill Clinton situation.
Well, Ted, did you get anything out of you know, Juan Williams is like all over the place. In some of this situation, trying to talk about some equivalency here. Look, bad is bad. I think trying to force a round peg in a square hole is always difficult when you're trying to protect and defend the indefensible. President Clinton at the time, what he did was unconscionable. We maintain that it set into motion some things that I think we're still dealing with to this day, and it's come back for a reason. Now, we as voters and we as citizens and as individual people have a decision to make faced with, you know, the immoral realities from one coast to the other, from Hollywood to New York to Minnesota to the Beltway. What are we going to do about this? You know, lives have been ruined. They've been compromised. I think these women who have lost opportunities along the way because they've been browbeaten and been threatened, you know, and careers that they had hoped to be involved in could have been, you know, somebody that could have been helping we, the voters, out who went to Washington to invest their skill set on behalf of we the people, and this is how they're treated. Thank you very much. And the rest of the stuff, you know, the $15 million in hush money, this slush fund that a lot of congressmen, they say they don't know anything about. You're kidding me, right? You don't know anything about this? This has been taking place. There have been payouts. I mean, are you that busy and that disengaged that you don't know what's happening? That there haven't been flags, you know, risen up, rising up a lot sooner about these issues that are happening right in your very own camp. That seems a little odd to me. I don't know about you. Anyway, the conversation will continue. Thank you for being with us. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, it is Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And with us, oh, goodness, look who's joining us right now. The one, the only. The talking turkey girl. Yes, we're talking Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Yes, the infamous college professor, motivational speaker. Almost 30 years of background in the media. You see, notice I'm saying almost 30 years because we're getting to it, right?
Ooh, 30 years? I've been alive that long? I've been alive almost twice that long. Yeah,
but look at all
I've had a lot of turkeys under my belt.
I'm going to say, I mean, and you're the one to talk turkey. I mean, this is your favorite time of the year, isn't it?
Well, we love it because we get together at my mother's home place, and there's 10 acres out in Mississippi, kind of out in the boondocks. It's called Low Butcha. I think there's even a song called Low Butcha Baby out there. So somebody actually wrote about this place.
Low Butcha?
They're Low Butcha. Mm-hmm. L-O-B-U-T-C-H-A, and it's outside Louisville, Mississippi. And my mom had 8 siblings, and my grandparents left all of the kids 10 acres. So most all the kids have built cabins on their acreage. Mm-hmm. But my mother and the other 2 youngest all get the big house. That's my uncle's. And then my grandfather had an old country store that he ran, and our family turned that into a bunkhouse. So I'll be staying in the bunkhouse tonight. And they framed where my grandfather wrote, like, on the wall, you know, box of cornflakes, 20 cents, bologna, you know, 30 cents, and they frame that. So it's kind of cool that we get to gather there because it used to be a gas station. Now it's a bunkhouse.
And then it's a bunkhouse. Do you guys brand anything still?
Do we what?
Do you brand anything in the bunkhouse? You know, you got a bunkhouse, you got to do something. You got to, if you're a bunkhouse, you got to wrangle something.
Like we're cowboys.
Yeah, or so whatever, you know, or, you know.
Y'all know I take bugs outside, so I'm not branding nothing. But I'm sure some branding has gone on around there.
I bet.
In the past.
Yeah.
But it's just special for us because we've all tried to keep it up. You know, a lot of times when parents pass away, everybody kind of just, you know, doesn't stay in touch as much anymore, especially when the mom passes away. That maternal, I guess, capability to hold everybody together, to be the maternal glue, when that's not there, people don't tend to stay close. But my family has done that, and I'm an only child, and so my cousins were kind of like my world. Like when I would beg my parents for siblings, my dad would go, well, you've got like 30 first cousins. I'm like, it's not the same. It's not the same. But that ended up having to be what could be my siblings because I didn't have any. For me, that's always been a real point of connection because I didn't have a big family immediately. It was just me, my mom, and dad.
Well, with just the three of you, then it kind of it made the Thanksgiving argument a little bit easier, right?
You mean over who got the turkey leg?
Yeah, or that, or whatever, you know, what happened to be the order of the day. Because I'm thinking, you know, some families are, you know, expressing rules of engagement when they come together because you've got families coming in from different perspectives. And, you know, some are just saying, we will not talk about Donald Trump. We will not talk about Hillary Clinton.
No,
you know,
we definitely got that going. I mean, my husband has deleted so many of my family members and relatives off Facebook. And I'm like, would you stop? Just hide them. Just unfollow them. They're my family. But, I mean, he has gotten into some throwdowns with my cousins, my close cousin's husband. I'm like, just stop it, all right? It's family. Let it go. Yeah, well, so we've got a lot of that because there are 8 siblings. So, like I said, I have 20 first cousins on my mother's side and 10 on my dad's side. So there's a lot of people. And the more people, the more room there is for shakedown to take place.
Who would have thought that Donald Trump...
We got our craziness like you're moving.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, who would have thought Donald Trump would have ignited a civil war in our country? But, I I've been maintaining, being the optimist that I am, that you know so well, is that, this is happening for a reason, including all this sexual harassment stuff that you and I have talked about in the past. God's still in control. And there is a purpose, and here it is, for all the pain, that these victims, these women have been carrying over the years, the opportunity, and I tweeted about this last night, Lauren, is that the one thing that's missing in all the controversy, time and time again, you pick a controversy, what's been missing is God. We got to bring God to the center of this, and I know you always say that to me, and I want you to know that the good part of you is rubbing off on me, because I find myself agreeing with you, and I channel my Lauren Kitchen Stewart, and I go, yeah, where's God in this, and if we're really going to be transparent and healed once and for all, I think of that one woman, even though there's a lot of controversy, and I say the one woman that has made allegations against Judge Moore, she's been carrying this for 40 years. This has got to be, boy, this is a burden to carry. I mean, this is really tough.
Well, some of them are really intense, but others, some women listening are probably getting ready to just, pinch my head off. But when Robin and I were watching some the other night, there was a girl that spoke about, I don't remember who it was. He had said something to her like, oh, you look great today. Twirl, let me see your outfit. Mm. And she was, on Fox News talking about that and how it damaged her. I was like, are you kidding me? Mm. I have so much worse than that from things that my workmates have said to me, but I didn't think anything about it. Somebody goes, oh, you look great today. Twirl, let me see your outfit. I would not think a thing about it. I'm kind of on the opposite side. But yes, when a woman has been, groped and inappropriate things, and like I told Robin, I said there are so many things that men have said to me that I kind of was like, blew it off. That I could have gotten their jobs, and they were Christian organizations. I mean, I've had so much worse said and done to me that if I even told y'all some of the things said to me, you would go, "Are you kidding? These are Christian men, totally inexcusable." But I just said, "Oh, shut up, you're crazy." Yeah. I just walked on, and it didn't affect me because I just thought that I just didn't give it a lot of credence. But I wasn't touched. You know what I'm saying? Nobody like came over into my personal space. These were just words that were said to me, but I'm not coming out saying anything about it. So sometimes, yes, it needs to be dealt with, these men that have not, shown chivalry and treated women with respect. But then on the other hand, and I don't know if any of you feel like me, sometimes I'm like, you're going to make a big deal about that. Mm-hmm. Like some of these things I'm hearing, I don't think really carry a lot of weight. Have y'all thought that? Is it just me?
It runs the whole spectrum, Lauren, and I think this is part of the challenge that we have in talking about this, is because we don't want to be insensitive to the true victims and all that means, because you have some people that are going to use this as a let me get away with murder kind of card, or let me blame all the problems I've had in my whole life because of this kind of card,
me get publicity, let me get my name out there,
and if there's some money and I got Gloria Allred in my corner and there's some money to be taken, why not? But that's not the healing agent of this whole deal, and this is the opportunity. Again, it's coming up for a reason, and I guess you can thank Harvey Weinstein, you can thank the hashtag Me Too campaign. Okay, so let's get this out of the system, let's vacate it, let's exercise all this pent up negativity where there's been all this inflow of injustice and evil, and let's get rid of it, let's vacate it for the greater good. That's the opportunity.
Well, if something happens to you that's inappropriate, at the time, go to your superiors and discuss it.
Yes.
Talk about it, because I think a lot of people are going, okay, so this is just now coming out all these years later, years and years and years later. I mean, how is somebody, and sometimes it doesn't do any good. Let me just say that. And I know some of you have gone to, your CEOs, your presidents, your department head, and they have not done anything. And that's when I think it's frustrating. But how are these people, men or women, whoever, that are exploiting others, how are they going to be brought to the table on it if you don't step forward and if you're not honest when it happens?
Mm-hmm.
Have these people, now this is broken out, they're not even in their position anymore. You know what I'm saying? So come forward and talk about it and go to human resources and say, hey, I'm having a problem with this. And if it's not supported, then you have to consider, do I want to work here anymore?
Oh, yeah, always better to deal with it sooner than later. We got to hit the pause button, take a quick break. We'll be back. We're talking with Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Yes, she's talking turkey because that's what she does.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for loving and letting me be. Thank you for giving your life just for me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here with the Lolo Girl. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. You know, I love this time of year, Lauren, because it's a time for us to be grateful and thankful. It really sets us up for the Christmas season and all that we're leading into to kind of wrap up the year. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Is this Knox's first Thanksgiving and holiday season? Really?
No, and Channing thought that too. She goes, I'm so excited for Knox to have his first Christmas. And I said, well, remember we got him last July.
Oh, wow.
So this is his second. And it's so beautiful where we live. We're down south in Mississippi, and the leaves are just gorgeous. I mean, they're all orange and yellow, and you look out in the backyard.
They're not smog brown like they were in Southern California when we lived there?
No, they're not. But I did like the heat when I was there at the holidays. So let me clarify. There's great things about both.
Yes.
But I've already done all my Christmas decorating. Now, I used to do it probably like early December. Mm-hmm. Then I started doing it the weekend after Thanksgiving. Now I'm already done. And people are like, it hasn't been Thanksgiving yet. I'm like, no, I've got like big events coming up. We're having a huge church Christmas party here. Oh. And I don't know if y'all have heard a conversation about this, but a lot of people have been saying, if you want to have a good reason to have to clean your house, make yourself have a party.
That's
you
right.
Make yourself have a party. When you're at church, you're like, can somebody do live group tonight? Can somebody have a Christmas? Me. And then you'll clean. I mean, Robin's about ready to skin my head because these puppies that we have that are crazy have eaten all of our drywall and, you know, the trim around our window seals and our door frames. And
you haven't heard of dog food? You guys are feeding them drywall? What about dog food?
Oh, my Lord. I mean, of course we have the crazy ones that have, like, all these detachment disorders, you know, and if we're gone, they just lose their minds. One of them was chewing my bedspread the other day. I'm like, Winnie. And so I threw
chewing your bedspread?
Chewing the bedspread, I threw her a blanket, and we've had her since she was 8 weeks old, and she starts sucking on the blanket. And I'm like, okay, I mean, if y'all saw us getting our dogs in the morning prepared for the day, you would laugh, because it's like one's on medication for, you know, their stress. One's on medication for their anxiety at separation. One's on medicine because they have seizures. One's on medicine because his eye's bad. I mean, my dad's like, it's like a pharmacist around here. I'm like, yeah. So being a pet owner with as many as we have is not for the faint of heart. Because it's like taking care of a bunch of old people. And I am an old person, so I can say that.
You go around wheeling your medication cart around, just going from one dog to the next.
You do. And then one of our dogs is so old, and she can't see, can't hear. And now her legs won't support her, so they slide out. So I've gotten those little booties to put on her, you know, to help her get some traction. And I don't know if I've shared this with y'all before, but I had these booties that were kind of snug. And y'all, this is gross, TMI, so be forewarned. We came home, and we were like, something smells funny. And we're like, what is that? It was one of her, had gotten so hot in that booty. It had, like, grown its own fungi in there.
Oh.
And so we had to take it out. So I just want any of you to know that you put the little booties on your dog's feet. You better check and make sure they have proper ventilation.
Don't share this story around the Thanksgiving table, okay?
I know, but she's fine. She recovered. She didn't have to even go on antibiotic because she was producing her own.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got stuff on her feet now that gets aerated so she can get traction. It's nonstop. I mean, they need to do a reality TV show just on our house.
I was going
to
say, Dr. Phil's going to make a flyby, if nothing else, for entertainment. You know, so much in the news these days. You know, we talked about the sexual harassment. Of course, we're here in the season, so much to be thankful for. And of course, we were sad to hear the other day of the passing of David Cassidy. It took me back to LA radio, my LA radio days, and how many Partridge Family songs and David Cassidy songs I played over the years. And you know, it was sad.
Well, we pretended to be the Partridge Family growing up. All my cousins, and I always had to be Tracy because I was the youngest one on the tambourine. And I was like, I want to be Susan Day. I want to play the piano. They're like, shut up, you're not old enough. So I always had to be the little one. But we played Partridge Family all the time. And even now with the reruns come on, I can't wait to watch them.
Yeah, I think I had a crush on Susan Day. I think that's, you know, one of the girls I had a crush on. She caught my fancy.
Cassidy, like, had something going on behind.
Yeah,
the
and that's
she
when I stopped. That's when I stopped crushing on her. When you know, David Cassidy moved in, and you know, that disturbed me.
He was pretty cute. Pretty doggone cute.
Well, he was the heartthrob, no doubt about it. I like what Danny Bonaducci had to say. And, you know, Danny's an interesting character in and of himself. He's gone through his episodes of life. And but I like his tenderness. He says, I've known, loved, and admired David Cassidy for 48 out of my 58 years. He's been as kind to me as any real brother could ever be. We've been through a lot together. He was always there for me. This loss is huge. Rest in peace, my dear friend.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, really.
Well,
really,
what happened to him? I mean, did he have struggle with some?
You know, of course, his past. He had some alcoholism and I think drug related problems along the way. But it had been reported. I mean, and this was hard to connect that he'd been dealing with dementia. I mean, he's only 67 years old.
I remember that.
But he had been dealing with some dementia, and then he passed away in Fort Lauderdale, not too far from where we live, on the East Coast here, and we had gotten a report here, I think maybe a week or two ago, that he was in trouble, health-wise. And, we're just hoping for the best, but then we got the news last night that he had passed. So.
And how old was he?
67.
And see, that's so young. Maybe because I'm 52, it seems younger all the time, but for anybody to pass away under 80 anymore, is, you know, you just don't hear of it.
Well, under 100 almost. My mother's 93, and
she still drive?
Oh, no, well, she could, which could be scary, but actually she realized that she probably needed to, you know, set the keys down. And bless her heart, I mean, she's just of that mindset and that constitution that she said, nope, that's, I'm not going to drive anymore, and parked her car. And
could she call my dad? Could she call him this weekend and say, well, Bill, I need to talk to you. You need to give up the keys. Because my dad he doesn't want to.
Well, we keep him in the ranch here and try to protect him and everybody else, including the dogs and all other humanity.
Well, this real quick before you go. And he's 87. When he went to get his license renewed last year, they said, do you want a 4-year or an 8-year? They're asking
They gave him the option?
He wants a 4 or an 8-year.
Oh, wow.
And this is what my dad said. He goes, well, I better get a 4-year because I'm not even sure I'll be alive in 8. Oh. Isn't that crazy?
And they gave the option. Well, you know, it reminded me when I was talking with Coach Wooden's son, Jim Wooden, and when Coach was still alive, and he was in California in Encino's where he lived, and he would go to his favorite little breakfast shop every day and have breakfast, and you'd see him right there just like one of the local folk, and just what a gracious and special man he was. But Jim had shared with me when he was 96, they'd renewed his license to his 100th birthday. And but he said that, you know, he goes, Dad doesn't get on the freeway anymore, but he'll drive to his favorite restaurant for breakfast and meet everybody. That was his realm, so he still had some, you know, some mobility. But I believe the last
and my dad could be driving another 10 to 14.
Well, we need to get a driver. We're going to drive, you know, driving Mr. Daisy, you know. You know, maybe that's what we need to do.
Well,
for
get
Daddy
on
Bill.
The freeways either. He just he goes to the vet, he goes to Walmart, and he goes to take the kids to school and back, which is like a mile or two up the road. So that's all he does. He doesn't do any more than that. But I'm even starting to go, ooh, I'm not sure if that should even happen. But that's tricky when it comes to taking the keys away, because I can imagine one day if my kids try to take my keys away, I'll knock them into kingdom come, I'm sure.
Not you. You're so sensitive and loving, and you would understand all this stuff.
I'll be like, get away from me!
Now,
my keys!
Now, with your dad driving, have you extended the curb feelers? Remember curb feelers? Remember those things?
No,
you never remember curb feelers? They used to have those on cars. Well, yeah, maybe you are. But they used to have these on these cars, these little long extended pieces of wire, you know, that would come from the side of the car. And they called them curb feelers to help people, you know, realize that instead of hitting the curb to find out that you've gotten too close to the curb, you were forewarned with these curb feelers. And we need to bring those back maybe, huh?
Well, my dad thinks I need the curb feelers because we have this big old car that's like a city block long to put all the pets and the kids and all of our luggage in it. And my dad says this to me every time he drives. Great guns! Would you watch it? Great guns! You're taking out the corner. Great guns! You're going to blow out the tires because it's so long that I hop curbs all the time. So he would say I need it more than him.
What about food? Your favorite dish?
Well, cornbread dressing. That's a southern delicacy, and
that's
my mother made the best one, and so everybody makes her recipe, and it's divine and melts in your mouth.
Okay, we got to stop it right there. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys. Have a wonderful time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Fresh, just the way you like us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Jed McCosker joins us, and I've been looking forward to this conversation because we're going to talk about one of my all-time favorite authors, a devotional that I have used forever, it seems like, my utmost for his highest. We're talking about Oswald Chambers. Dr. McCosko is a professor of physics at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, holds a B.S. from MIT, a Ph.D. from UC Berkeley. See, what happens if you don't burn down buildings and you fight the good fight? You too can get a Ph.D. from UC Berkeley. I'm just telling you, right? Right, Jen?
That's encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to know what to fuss and fight over, and if you're doing too much fussing and fighting, then Oswald Chambers is something I would prescribe for you. Boy, there's just something so special about his devotional, Jed, and many times, you know, I will read certain aspects of My Utmost for His Highest, and I go, I know I've read this before, and even sometimes on first blush, you know you're reading something that is very profound. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't a surface type of type of perspective, right? I mean, you definitely you know bring a shovel because you're going to go deep.
Yeah, it's kind of the graduate level of devotionals. One person described it to me.
Right. Well, I'm glad to be talking to you because for some people, you know, that are looking at, well, tomorrow is the 15th, and there's something special about November the 15th, right?
Yes. This is the day that Oswald Chambers died, which is not normally a day that you would celebrate. You'd try to celebrate his birthday or some other famous event in his life. But in his case, people celebrate his death because it really opened the door to an incredible ministry of books that would not have happened if he hadn't passed away in an untimely manner. So that's kind of why it's celebrated, and it's regarded as a good day because that's what led to My Utmost for His Highest being published.
Right. And then, of course, here we are 100 years on his death, and we've got a new book that you're participating in, and this is Utmost Ongoing.
That's right. Yeah, so it's a book that pays tribute to My Utmost for His Highest and to the lives of Oswald and his wife Biddy, and how their writings have really helped us. Mm-hmm. So Oswald was the one who spoke the words, and Biddy was the one who copied them down on her notepads at the same speed that he could speak, so she could take shorthand that fast.
Well, we may need to explain to millennials what notepads were.
Yeah, notepads. Yeah, it was a primitive dictation system, but it really worked effectively, and she stacked up all these little spiral-bound pieces of paper, notepads, and kept them in a safe spot. And then when he passed away, she started going through them and dug out really the treasures and gems within them and put them together in 366 short readings.
Exactly.
And that's what we call My Utmost for His Highest. So it's his words, but her editing. And her
how she blessed us for doing that, Jeff.
Oh, my gosh. And it took her 3 years of going through at a steady rate through those journals. And that was after 7 years of working on other books and sort of getting a feel for what was in those journals. So she spent 7 years preparing a few other books, and I could just only imagine her looking at stacks and stacks of journals and saying, gosh, you know what I really need to do is take kind of the cream of the crop of all of this stuff and put it into a day-by-day devotional, which is exactly the kind of thing that, while he was living, Oswald did for the troops in World War One. He created these little things called seed thoughts, and they would put it in the breast pocket of their uniforms, and every day they would look at it. It would only actually be a few sentences long, but it would get their minds thinking about something productive. That's why he called them a seed thought. It kind of was a seed planted in their minds.
Wow.
And throughout the day, they would have that on their mind, and then the next day they would have a new seed thought. So his wife really felt like a daily short devotional would be something that would truly honor his spirit of how he liked to do things and how he wanted to bless people.
Boy, you talk about his legacy going forward from, you know, World War One, starting with seed thoughts to My Utmost for His Highest, and you know, the partnership of he and his wife and how they have, you know, continued to bless the next legacy of Christian fighters, you know, that go forward, right?
Right. Wow. And it's a blessing because what they've done is they've put these seed thoughts, these daily, you know, two or three paragraphs of thoughts together in a way that that can really reach anybody's mind. I mean, like you said, they're very deep. But even if you don't have that kind of depth and you just sort of read through them, it still points you in the right direction. It points you away from yourself and towards the higher calling that God has on everyone's life.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's really a useful book, and it's obviously helped a lot of people to sort of get their minds off themselves and back on where their minds should be.
Exactly. Well, Jen, you and your wife, Cecilia, now that I have her name correctly, as it should be, you're involved with this new release, Utmost Ongoing, and you and other authors and contributors are making up a different chapters, I guess, to Utmost for His Highest. Explain to our audience Utmost Ongoing.
So there are 27 different chapters, and each of them takes a short quote out of My Utmost for His Highest that was meaningful to the person who wrote that particular chapter. Mm-hmm. So people would pick out a little quote from one of the 366 readings, and then they would, you know, sort of expand on how that particular quote helped them in their life or what it means to them people have kind of found their way back to God, found their way back to something much bigger than themselves. And a lot of people, like myself, have been at points in their lives where they just didn't really know where to turn. They knew that there was something that they really wanted, but God didn't seem to really be giving it to them. And they needed to just let go of that desire to have that thing. For me, you know, I've always dreamed of becoming a professor. And my dad was a professor, and growing up, it just seemed like just the perfect job for me.
Right.
There was a point in my life where it didn't look like I was going to be able to be a professor or keep my job as a professor because nothing seemed to be working out. And it really put a lot of stress on my life. And it was at that point that I decided that I would just turn it all over to God and let him have final say in whether I got to achieve that goal or not.
Wow.
And it was actually also at the same point in my life where I started rereading through My Utmost for His Highest and got more involved in it. In fact, you may know that my wife and I also wrote an earlier book that kind of goes through and helps people understand each reading. It's kind of like a workbook or a study guide that goes along with each reading. And it was during that time of giving up my dream of becoming a professor that I worked on the beginning stages of that book.
Wow. Wow, what a monument there, and a great story. Jed, you know, the thing is so impressive when I look at the list of contributors to Utmost Ongoing. I mean, you're a physics professor, your wife, a family doctor. We've got an author, a speaker, another physician, former CEO of Christianity Today International, contemporary Christian musician, pastors, authors, writers. I mean, the breadth of talent commenting. Johnny Erickson Tada, I guess, is also involved as one of the contributors. This is insightful, and what I appreciate about it is that it gives you kind of a broad breadth of contributors to understanding Oswald Chambers, but also, you know, like for you, you know, with your professorial and scientific mind, can speak to those who are sensitive to that language, and as you found out previously. So congratulations to the entire team in putting this on together. Now, stay with us because we've got another segment to do right after this important break because we've got light bills to pay. You know how that works, right?
Okay.
All right. Stay with us. More from Jed Mikosko right after this. Stay with us.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes The Star.
Whoa. I think a new star just appeared. That star means something.
For the first time ever, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Both the donkey and his animal friends follow The Star.
That light, that's The Star. This is where it's been leading me.
Joseph, I can't go any further.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Meet the unlikely heroes behind the greatest story ever told.
Try praying. God, I don't really know how this works or if you listen to prayers from donkeys, but I've seen Mary do this many times.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Tomorrow, November the 15th, marks the 100th year anniversary of Oswald Cambridge. Oswald's ongoing book celebrates the legacy of Oswald Chambers, recognizes his life's impact on the modern Christian community through the stories of many believers who have taken courage from My Utmost for His Highest. Each segment is authored by a Christian leader, an author, theologian, scientist, musician, or other figure who has seen the extraordinary effects of My Utmost for His Highest in his or her life. Citing dated entries from the devotional, the authors chronicle those moments in which the book spoke to their challenges and their longing for unity with God. With us to give his personal testimony and further our conversation is one of the contributors, Dr. Jed McCosko, a professor of physics at Wake Forest University in North Carolina. Jed, as a professor, how has My Utmost for His Highest and your devotion to the legacy of Oswald Chambers, and as you mentioned, you and your wife, Cecilia, have written your own book to really break down and dig deeper into Oswald Chambers' thoughts and words that he and his wife put together. Mm-hmm. But as a physics professor at Wake Forest University, how did you first come upon Chambers' work?
Well, actually, it was when I was still in college, and I was away for the summer with a Campus Crusade summer mission trip, mm-hmm. and there was a guy living in the same room as me who was from New York City. Uh-huh. And I remember him talking about how he really liked this book, My Utmost for His Highest, and how it helped him as he was living out his life, working as a grocery clerk and bagging things and stocking things. And he would go in the back and stock cans on the shelf and say, "Christ, Christ, none but Christ." Mm. He had this great New York accent. And this sounded so interesting. I had to find myself a copy, read a few of the entries and thought, yeah, that's pretty cool. But I put it down for several years. And it wasn't until later in life when I was going through a crisis that I really picked it up and read it cover to cover.
Mm-hmm. Now, the words of Oswald Chambers, as we were talking about earlier, those seeds, and appropriately so, as it started out, as you said, seeds that he passed on to, the soldiers to inspire them. And boy, I'll tell you, those seeds, even in my life today, you know, and I'm sure for you where you've read them and then all of a sudden, you know, they start budding and it's not necessarily immediate, but, I found quite often and I echo the, I'll find myself echoing words that I've read, you know, years ago from Oswald Chambers. It has that kind of impact, doesn't it?
It does. It sinks in and it goes deep. And I think it's because he himself went through a very difficult time in his early and mid-20s, where for 4 years he felt like he was inches away from going to an insane asylum. And he said it wasn't but for the grace of God and the support of his friends that he stayed out of the institution and managed to, you know, to make it through those 4 years. And after the 4 years and after the trauma of being at that very dark point in his life, I think he had a different perspective about life. And when he spoke from the perspective that, you know, we don't have anything without God. We really don't.
Yeah.
And I think when he writes or when he speaks those things, his wife then wrote them down, we get a sense that this is a man who really understands that there's really only one thing that matters in life, and that's our relationship with God.
He strikes me as one that passionately sought God. He was a seeker of God. And it wasn't, you know, and it wasn't like on the surface level. It's like, you know, God, you said that you're available to be known intimately, and I want to know you as intimately as humanly possible. That's my impression. Is that what you feel as well?
Yeah. The interesting thing, Bill, is that he was like that before his 4 years of darkness. When he was a young boy, his family members, and he had a lot of siblings, would come and hide outside of his bedroom door to listen to him pray, because he prayed so fervently to God and, you know, really felt like they felt like he was communing with the God of the universe. But you know, so he was a guy who was passionate all the way through. I think what happened during those 4 years of darkness is he changed from a man who said, you know, I'm passionate about God and you should be too. He kind of had a bit of an edge to him.
Right.
After those 4 years, he realized that it's just all by God's grace. And, you know, you don't need to judge somebody if they don't have a close walk with God. You don't need to point your finger at them. In fact, before his 4 years of darkness, he would travel around as a very young preacher to different churches in Scotland. And one of these church communities wrote back to the headquarters and said, don't send that preacher again. Because they felt like he was too hard on them, too harsh. And I don't think you would ever get that impression after those 4 years that he was a harsh person. I think those 4 years were really used by God to help him have a softer look on the rest of the world, the rest of everyone. And I think when you read My Utmost, you get that sense. And I think it sinks in so that people who read My Utmost over the period of years, especially as they go through their own struggles, become softer individuals.
Why do you think Chambers' words have affected so many people?
Well, I think that's because so many people go through hard times. And since he was a man who was really intimately connected with that, the words he wrote don't come across as trite or condescending. They really come across as understanding from a person who's been through it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when he talks about how God orchestrates our situation to drive us back closer to God, he's not just saying that as words like, oh, this is what we know is true. He's saying that as somebody who's been through it.
Exactly.
And, you know, he had to give up a lot just to, you know, to leave his comfy environment in London and go down to the front down in Egypt where they were fighting against the Turks. And he ultimately, it obviously cost him his life down there.
Yeah.
So he understood the role that difficulties can play in driving us back to God.
Well, you know, when you have experienced God, like the Bible says, those who know their God will do mighty exploits. And that whole concept of mighty exploits, when you really dig into that, it is incredibly and an extraordinary experience. And for Oswald Chambers, who pursued God and got to know God throughout his life and witnessed the faithfulness of God through his knuckleheadedness. Because we, you know, we're human beings. I mean, we think we know God and we're out there and saying, hey, let me, you know, get out of my way. You know, I can do this on my own.
Yeah.
Until we learn the hard way to realize that, you can't do it, on your own, and you certainly need God's love, as you just pointed out, to kind of smooth out the edges. Otherwise, you know, as I was talking to somebody the other day, we were talking about the double-edged sword, you know, that God has given us. And I said, you know, sometimes we look at the sharpness of the sword when it is used, we think, you know, against the enemy. But it's double-edged, which means that it can come back and cut you as well, because maybe we need as much cutting, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. And that's the one person in our relationship with God that God is most concerned about. It's not the people on the outside of us. It's us. It's one person that God cares about as that one lost sheep that he's going to go after. And in each of our lives, that's really all it means. I was struck today by something that Oswald wrote. He said that other people's lives are like parables. And as you know, when Jesus told the parables, he didn't always want people to understand them. Some people would never understand the parables, and the people who did understand them, he had to explain them to those people later. So when Oswald says that other people's lives are like parables, he means that we can sort of see what God's doing in other people's lives, but we really don't always understand.
Mm-hmm.
All we can know is what God is doing in our lives.
Exactly.
And he has one goal in mind, and that is for intimacy with him.
Amen.
And everything that he does is orchestrated to promote that intimacy.
Well, Jed, you know, people hear Oswald Chambers. We're celebrating, we're remembering, you know, his 100th year passing. And it reminds us of the great work he did, you know, for you and these other contributors to be involved with utmost ongoing. I mean, you know, what a blessing. But, you know, some people may say, well, you know, that's from some dead guy, you know, from 100 years ago. What,
right.
How meaningful is that for me today? You know, because things have changed. I mean, here we are, we're talking about notepads, and, you know, this is the 21st century, you know.
Right.
So what does he have to know about the issues of today?
Well, the thing is that people suffer, whether it's in 2017 or 1917.
Mm-hmm.
And the book was written by a guy who suffered, and it was compiled by a woman who suffered for the whole 10 years after her husband died. She had to take care of their little 5-year-old daughter. And for 10 years, she was suffering. The last 3 years of those 10 years, she was compiling this book and picking out parts to put in it. And she lived many years after that and saw the fruit of her hard work, that the book was translated into over 40 languages, now been printed over 14 million times. And like you know, so many people have benefited from her hard work and from his speaking. I think the reason it connects with us here 100 years later is just that you know, it's about the suffering that we go through and the purpose for it, which is God getting close to us and us getting close to him. And despite us being knuckleheads, like you said, God can work with us to the point where we become close to him.
Amen. Dr. Jed McCosker has been our guest, one of the contributors. Just outstanding contribution to Utmost Ongoing, the new book that is being released. Just so happens to be on the 100th anniversary of the passing of one incredible man of God, a man who suffered, a man who was vulnerable to share his sufferings and to share, importantly, the faithfulness of God and his words, which are so profound. And we're grateful for this new gift, Utmost Ongoing. Jed, congratulations for it. The book available at all the usual places, I'm sure, and will be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think life is